But let me just get your take on the Georgia race. Are we going to see the same situation in Georgia on January 5th, where there were more ballots than actual people who voted, where there were ballots that weren't even folded, meaning they were never in an envelope, where the envelopes were separated from the ballots so you couldn't compare the signatures?
Well, there were 1,700 people that we heard voted twice. The Secretary of State needs to prosecute every one of them and deter them from doing it again. Their votes shouldn't be counted. There are thousands of people who voted from the wrong address in Georgia. Those people need to be taken out of the system, and they need to either re-register from a legal address or be prevented from voting from an illegal address. I don't know that they're doing any of that. And probably most importantly, they're mailing out a solicitation. They're mailing everybody out a solicitation to vote by mail. And this is not in the state law. This is something that has been created out of whole cloth by the Secretary of State. But if they do it again, yes, I'm very, very concerned that if you solicit votes from typically non-voters, that you will affect and change the outcomes. I'm very worried that Democrats will control all three branches of government, and they really, truly will transform America, but not for the better.
Wow, that is extraordinary. If there is not policing in place in Georgia, I don't know what to say.
First things, David, for December 18th, Friday, did it have to start with Rand Paul?
Rand Paul or Rand,
Rand
Paul?
Rand Paul. I think you're exactly right. Rand Paul.
Yeah, that's him in the halls of the U.S. Senate. So you get that echoey background noise there. We needed to start with him and the Fox News host. Is that Maria Bartiromo? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, both of them, perfect, because at one time they were both taken seriously in American kind of business reporting for Bartiromo and in American politics. You know, Rand Paul. Paul was the cover story in Time about 5 years ago for being interesting and creative. Now what you just heard, what we just played there, there isn't a single thing that's true in that clip. Not a single piece of it is true. None of it. And they're talking about Georgia. This is a Russian disinformation campaign. This is what has occurred in this country in the Republican Party. These claims that are just outright false and just keep getting said over and over and over and over again. So that was from yesterday on Fox News. And imagine if you're a Georgia voter right now and you constantly hear these claims about fraud, deception, lying, cheating in the election. I mean, you're being inundated with it. And so A, you might start to believe it. B, you might get more angry because you know it's not true. C, you might feel targeted as one of the people that Rand Paul, in the most important words that he says in there, he doesn't like voters who typically don't vote to get ballots. Who's he talking about, Steve?
Yeah. Black people, poor people, people of color, people who maybe just came to this country and are now citizens for the first time. Or, you know, like we talked about, there's 80 million people still in this country that didn't vote. Who are those people? Those people
exactly.
Who shouldn't count?
Right. That is the ideology, the idea set, the philosophy of this Trumpian Republican conservatism, that only certain people should be able to vote. Only certain people should be allowed in this country. Only certain people should get the protections of the law. That is like their method, their argument. Only certain people. Only certain people. Everybody else, if they voted, so only certain people should do it. If others do it, then they're wrong. They're cheating. They're lying. They're undermining our democracy. So I start with that clip because it's a sitting U.S. senator. This comes on the heels of 2 days ago, Ron Johnson, another sitting incumbent senator in Wisconsin, Republican, holding a hearing on voter fraud. None of this stuff is true. None of it. In Antrim County, Michigan, one of the conspiracy arguments has been that there was this flipping of votes at the presidential level, but only at the presidential level, from Trump to Biden, because there was a human error, because there was an error. No, I'm sorry. There was a flipping of the votes because of Dominion, goes the argument, because of Dominion voting systems. Well, there actually was a mistake in the tallying that was corrected, a human mistake in the tallying that was corrected in the Antrim County votes. It was all corrected on election night. There was no conspiracy. It was just a human mistake. It was caught, fixed. The Michigan Secretary of State and the voted folks there said, yep, this is what happened. We take responsibility for it. But the conspiracy theory won't die, that there's actually a Dominion software thing going on here. So they, yesterday in Michigan, they commenced a hand recount of Antrim County, because the Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat, who I just have all the respect for in the world, said, you know what, let's just take this head on. We're going to do a hand recount Antrim County. If you think that there was massive fraud going on there and not a singular mistake at a certain moment that was then fixed. So they did the recount. It changed 12 votes in Antrim County, a very common outcome when you do hand recounts. Hand recounts always find a few more votes or change a few votes because they have the human error in filling in bubbles don't always get captured by the machine. But there was no fraud whatsoever in like one of the core places where supposedly there was a pro-Biden conspiracy from Dominion voting systems. This stuff will never die because it's got a loud megaphone. And the argument when you're a conspiracy theorist, of course, is that any evidence that gets rid of your claims is simply other manufactured evidence, right? So it's all just, oh, well, of course they went back and they adjusted for that now, or they bought off those hand recounters or something. The conspiracy theorist always has a way to adjust to evidence that runs against their perspective. But yeah, right now, the Republican Party is a bunch of Alex Jones conspiracy theorists who have nothing else to offer about why it is that Donald Trump lost and why it is that the country is moving ahead. All they can do is tout this baloney.
Yeah. And you know, with the back to the Rand Paul thing and all that, it's like, well, he's so smug in his assertions, and he's so unwilling to entertain any other ideas because he's so certain that his view of the world is right. Just the worst kind of person you want intellectually in office.
Right. Paul also, well, as an aside, was an important aside, you know, was blocking the anti-lynching bill of Cory Booker and Kamala Harris back in earlier this year. He takes these positions, these ideologic positions, and is not willing to move, as you say. So this is not stopping. It's not going to stop. Meanwhile, in Georgia, voting is happening. We had a fourth straight day of large in-person early vote turnout yesterday, Thursday. The numbers are running right now at about 90%+ of the general election turnout in the state for the Georgia, which is much, much, much higher than you get for runoff elections. Usually, historically, there's been a drop off in turnout between 40% and 90% across previous runoff elections. We're not, you know, we're going to be running at a turnout that's going to be, looks like it's small, shorter, falling short of the general election, which we would expect, but not by miles and miles. It's not clear who that turnout is benefiting, which party or which candidates yet, although the Republicans and the Democrats both can look at the data and see some positive trends. But in general, the turnout is there, which we are thrilled about and which we're pushing for. And the Republicans, their argument is there's fraud, 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 and we need to stop voting. So yesterday, two court cases were dismissed in Georgia courts that had been brought by the Republican Party leadership and the two senators, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, which they were seeking to do two things, two separate lawsuits. One, they wanted to implement harder signature requirements for absentee voting so that folks would have to get a second signature witness or a notary public to verify their signatures. And second, they wanted to reduce the number of drop boxes. I'm not sure if they wanted to get rid of all of them or just reduce some. The reduced number of absentee ballot drop boxes available in communities, saying that, you know, there is not a clear chain of custody of these ballots, and so there's danger, which would be the same thing as saying we should get rid of mailboxes in every part of the country because there isn't a mail person always constantly watching the mailboxes. But both of those cases were dismissed. They were dismissed by the judges because the election is well underway and to change the rules in the middle of this election is unfair when you've already got several hundred thousand people who voted by absentee ballot or have used those drop boxes. That's great that that's been reduced, but this desire to make it harder to vote, to constantly make it harder to vote, is the pernicious lie and effort of our time.
It is
fundamentally the thing that distinguishes the parties right now. One party is trying to make it easier and more expansive to vote. One party is saying and doing everything they can to make the argument that only bad people vote when you make it easier for vote. And so we should stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the other thing is that this is the same party, the leader of which, Donald Trump, urged people to vote absentee and in person. You know, he urged them to break the law. So who knows who's the assumption is that they're the bad people, which is the not their people who have committed these frauds, but could easily be the other way if you want to take their logic, right?
Well, the one fraud voting claim that was shown to be the case in 2018 was involving Republican operatives in the state of North Carolina. That forced a new special election in the North Carolina 9th in 2019. It was Republicans who were changing votes. This time, there was a claim that people in Florida were trying to change their addresses to Georgia to get able to register to vote in the Georgia special elections. That turned out to be true, and it was Republicans that were doing this. Republicans. So it is this grand claim. It is equivalent to the birtherism claims against Barack Obama. That had racism at the heart of it, but it was this grand, huge claim with no evidence for it that propelled Donald Trump to the presidency. So really, this is just the logical extension of the grand false claim being taken up whole cloth by the party because they have decided that only certain people should be able to vote, and that's the hill they're going to fight on and I think ultimately lose on. I just don't know and believe or understand how it is that you psychologically live in that existence on a daily basis, but that's irrelevant. What's relevant is that we have two Senate candidates running for the Senate races in Georgia who are interested in the state of Georgia, in Georgians, and they're not losing their focus. I really, really am impressed and pleased with how laser focused Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff are on this election and on Georgia, and how the Democrats are the same. You know, I want to play an ad here to finish it up. That's an Ossoff and Warnock ad that demonstrates their focus. But it isn't just them. It's the Democrats generally. Joe Biden's in this ad. But, you know, I don't, you know, Steve, you and I are baseball fans. You know, remember that moment in the Major League Baseball All-Star game, I don't know, like 15 years ago, when Randy Johnson was pitching, huge, tall, former Seattle Mariner, could throw the ball 100 miles an hour. And just for fun, he threw the ball behind John Kruk, who was batting, just to kind of shake him up. And it was a fun moment. And Kruk stepped out of the batter's box, took off his helmet, and was busting up laughing, but he was also scared. He was scared, okay? But then he stepped back in the box, and you go back to bat, like 15 seconds later, you go back to hit again, and you got to be able, as that hitter, to stay completely dialed in on the next pitch, which is not going to be behind you, which is going to be coming near the plate, and you have to decide whether you can should swing or not. Man, that is so psychologically challenging. To be able to get right back in and try to do one of the hardest athletic feats, you know, to hit with a small bat, this ball coming and that's moving and it's coming so fast. That discipline, and that's the word, that discipline is necessary when the grand lies, the huge lies are coming at you. You have to stay disciplined. And we too often see candidates who don't stay disciplined. But in this case, the Georgia Senate races, the Democrats are staying completely disciplined, keeping their eyes on Georgia and the implications of electing them. Let's run this ad, which is dropping this morning in Georgia. Dropping means it's going onto the TV this morning.
Georgia, I know things are tough right now, but I want you to know help is on the way. My administration is preparing to beat COVID-19 and get economic relief to the American people. On day one as your president, I'm prepared to sign a COVID relief package that fully funds the public health response needed, led by Georgia's own CDC. It will ensure free testing and vaccination for every American, and will get small businesses the assistance they need right now. Let me be clear. I need Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff in the United States Senate to get this done. There are folks in Congress threatening to do everything in their power to block our efforts. We need you to get out there and vote for John Ossoff as well as Raphael Warnock. We need them in the Senate. God bless America and may God protect our troops.
I'm Raphael Warnock.
And I'm John Ossoff.
And we approve this message.
That's good. It's a good ad.
You notice how much Georgia emphasis there is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Down to the CDC, man. It's like an ad for Washington that would say something like, your own NOAA science.
Yeah.
The organization there, right?
Georgia's own CDC.
Yep. Man, I love that they're running this campaign. I really am inspired by these candidates and their focus. And I see that ad, which I saw just for the first time about an hour ago. I see that ad and I just feel so much of a lift of spirit and determination that we're on the verge with the presidency for sure, and maybe here with the Senate, of really leadership again in this country. People who give a damn about the public health response, about jobs, and aren't just interested in making these baloney claims about fraud or putting judges on the court. Like, they really were on the verge, Steve, of like a group of people again who care about this country.
All right. I'm excited.
A COVID relief package on day one. My God. We got a president right now who won't even get out the vaccine to the people, who doesn't care. So Georgia's staying disciplined. You know, it's one of the ironies that in this presidential election, Joe Biden, the one who's always had trouble staying on message, they ran the most disciplined message I've seen in a long time. And so that's what we're seeing in Georgia. That's what it takes. Don't believe the big claims. Don't believe rant. Paul, stay focused. Let those folks say whatever they want. And we're going to keep doing our job, our work. We got to help Warnock. We got to help Ossoff. We got to call. We got to text. We got to email. We got to do everything we can. I'm Raphael Warnock, and I'm John Ossoff, and we approve this message. Man, I'm fired up for them. I really am. I really, really want them to win, not only for the political outcomes, but because of the people they are.
All right.
All right, let's go. December 18th, first things, 2020. We got 2.5 weeks to go in Georgia.